Blog Talk Radio.
Delon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Blessings and welcome to the All Media Artist Features. I want to thank everybody that comes out and supports this particular show. It is just exciting for me. Some great talents are coming, you know, my way on Flavor News Radio to the features that we have during the second hour. It is just a wonderful, very, very honestly special experience for me, and I'm so glad to be able to have this opportunity to share the All Media Artists with you. If you do not know anything about the All Media Artists website, please go over and check them out at www.all-media-artists.com. That's where a variety of independent artists are coming together, creating, you know, a very professional look as far as an artist page, to being able to upload their music, to being able to just share their story, their bios, just so many great opportunities over there for the independent artists. And the founders of All Media Artists are willing to help you as an independent artist to join the page, to help you design and create your professional look, along with the fact that they've got some amazing connections around the world that they may be able to, you know, help, you know, open the doors for you as an independent artist goes. So tonight, the first hour, I play a variety of tracks from the All Media Artists that I have tracks from. And then the second hour, I have an amazing saxophonist from the All Media Artists website that will be coming on. This is Lloyd Watson. He's called into the show. It was fun talking to him then, and I'm looking forward to speaking with him tonight. The intro that you just heard for this particular show was done by an amazing artist out of Houston, Texas, that goes by the name of Delon. And actually, I want to start out tonight with one of his tracks that he recently sent for, you know, some feedback on. And this is Delon with his piece called Pride.
Baby, come on back to me.
With his piece called Pride, and that's not a final production of that particular piece. That is just kind of a rough draft, something that DeLon sent out to get some feedback on. So, you know, I think it's absolutely beautiful. So I'm hoping that he will take that into the studio and get that mastered and everything, because I think that is just a beautiful piece. Now I want to play a piece by an artist. She is just one of my favorite. You know, I play her on all of my radio shows through Flava News Radio, and she happens to be a member of the All Media Artists website. The reason why I want to play this particular track is she is in a competition right now and asking people to go and vote for her track. So let me play it, and then I can tell you where you can go and vote for Monica Monet's piece called Gravity.
Why do I love you? Gravity's got me concerned.
Just listening to Monica Monet's track called Gravity. Now I'm going to ask you, if you love what you just heard, if you love that sound of gravity, please go over to www.totaleclipsemag.com. That's TOTALECLIPSEMAG.com, and vote for Monica Monet's Gravity. She's in a contest right now, and you know, really, really would love to see her win it. She is an amazing artist. As you can hear, she's got an absolutely beautiful voice. Now I want to play a track by one of my newest friends from the All Media Artists. He and I have been going back a little bit. This is Chuck Eaton, and he is coming to us all the way from Brazil. And I'm going to play the title track of this particular CD, which is called Lights.
The moon and the stars, the moon and the stars, they are looking at me, they are looking at me. I am crying down here, and they are there watching me. I ask the questions and no one answers me. Just keep on shining. I need help, but no one cares. Just light the night while all my life is so dark. All my life is so dark. Waiting for the sun. Waiting for the sun. Now it's there. They're watching me. With a striking rays, Mr. King passes over me. It doesn't matter if I am alone. Just hit the world while all my life is so cold. All my
my baby's eyes. Forgive me all I've been above. I'm still in the dark, only her love lights up my life. Only her love lights up my life.
That was Chuck Eaton with his piece called Lights. Now I want to take you down to snowy Kansas and play a piece by Stephen Ferguson, which is called Just a Touch. Uh-oh, maybe I hit that too many times. Let's try it again.
Thank you.
We were just listening to Stephen Ferguson with his piece called Just a Touch. Stephen says he's got about 6 inches of snow down there in Kansas, and that is perfect weather to be writing. So I'm hoping and praying that he's going to be just creating and composing some amazing sounds to send our way so that we can share and play for you. Now I want to take you over to Detroit, Michigan, and play a piece by a young woman that was my feature on last Wednesday's show. She's got a great story. She's got a great sound. And this is Kat Orlando with her piece called Get Your Act Together.
You're my match in more ways than one, the object of my desire. Thank you.
Hey, this is Kat Orlando of All Media Artists, and I'm so happy to say that you're listening to All Media Artists Showcase on Play the News Radio.
All right, we've heard Get Your Act Together by Kat Orlando. I want to keep you in Detroit, Michigan. I want to play a piece. I have not played this piece yet, but this is a piece by John D. Green, Sr., and this is called Open Your Mouth.
Tell me why you cry. Is there something I'm not doing right? Woman, I can't read your mind. So come on, baby, tell me now so we can fix it while there's time.
All you gotta do
is say what's been troubling you to me.
And you will see.
For you, I will right my wrongs for you. Anything, but first you gotta
open your mouth.
Tell me what is wrong. Just let the truth come out. But first you gotta
open your mouth.
Say what's on your mind.
You don't tell me what's wrong, I can't make it right. Still no words. Chris, where we at?
Is there something that I do? Something that does not sit well with you? Is there something I can change or will? Just to prove my love to you and to show you that I'm real.
All you gotta do
is say what is troubling you to me.
And you will see.
For you, I will right my wrongs for you. Anything, but first you gotta
open your mind.
Tell me what is wrong. Just let the truth come out. Because you gotta
open your mouth.
Say what's on your mind. Cause that's what it's all about. Open up your mind.
Open your mouth.
And talk. My wrongs for you, anything, but first you gotta
open your mouth.
Tell me what is wrong, just let the truth come out, but first you gotta
open your mouth.
Say what's on your mind, cause that's what it's all about, open up your mouth.
All right, that was Open Your Mouth by John D. Green, Sr. I want to thank everybody that's logged into the chat room. We've got some fun going on from our dear friend Chuck, who is visiting us from Brazil, and he's about to head to bed. So much love to you, Chuck, and thank you so much. I'm sorry that you missed me playing your track, Lights. I want to thank Sandrine for tuning in from Canada, Stephen Ferguson from Kansas, and Therese from California. And to all of the guests in the chat room, Thank you so much for coming out, even though you don't want to register and let us know who you are. And I want to also thank all the live listeners. I did have some listeners on the phone when I first started out the show. I wondered if maybe it might be our feature that had called in and realized that I was going to bring him on during the second half. But let's just continue playing some tracks from the artists over there at All Media Artists. I think I'm going to play a track by Matt Cusin, and this is Once Upon a Time.
It's been said that the fairy tales have all been read, yet the pages rest your little head, and they wrap you up inside your bed, and then take you to a place you'll only find in your paradigm mind from the stories that you read. But if happy endings are just pretending, then why is it gonna smile? So I wish you might find your once upon a time. So you said that you lost your slipper late at night, and that elephants can really fly. Look how diamonds light another sky. For a moment I could swear I saw and believed everything you see in the way that life should be. And as you twirl around in your princess gown, it brings me back to life. So I wish you might find your once upon a time. I'll go with you, and we'll do everything in your imagination. Don't let go, 'cause again you'll see as we wash the fingerprints from your window. Oh, hand up high, ears top of mind, every look in my eye, could say you're my little girl. So when princess crowns turn to wedding gowns, and I'm the one who cries, from your nose and ends, I'll be your best friend. You're my once upon a time. See, I told you so. Fairy tales still are told. You're my once upon a time.
That beautiful piece was Once Upon a Time by Matt Cusin out of California. Now I want to play a piece by Ralph Lofton. He was an amazing feature that I had back in December. And I will play I Want It All. And this is Ralph Lofton Jr.
Thank you.
that was Ralph Lofton coming to us from Tennessee with his piece, I Want It All. Now I'm going to take you back down to California and play a piece by Aaron Todd, and this is Can't Even Cry. Just listening to Aaron Todd with his piece called Can't Even Cry. Again, I want to welcome everybody that has tuned in tonight, whether you are in the chat rooms or if you're just listening out in the wings. This is the All Media Artist Features, and this is where we play only tracks from artists over there on the All Media Artists website, where you can go to www.all-media-artists.com. With an S.com. Check out the talents over there. If you are an up-and-coming independent artist, it's a great site to be a part of. It's very professional. It's all about just networking and getting the sound out or getting your art out. Right, Neil, the majority of the artists that are over there are musical artists. There are some poets and spoken word artists. and Therese and Brian and Wesley are working on opening it up so that it is user-friendly for any artist of any type of art form in any genre. And so let's see, I've got a caller on the line, so let me actually bring them in. Caller from the 313 area code, you're on the air with Lady Flava on the All Media Artist Features.
Hey, Lady Flava, this is Manny Shields. How you doing?
I'm very good, Manny. How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty good. Just trying to stay funny over here in Detroit.
Okay, so you're going to tell us a joke?
Sure. Knock, knock. No, I'm just kidding. they come off the cuff. So I guess it depends on what you'd say. But I guess I'm funny to say back. It's a joke. Bam, right there. But how's the show going?
Do I have to be funny, too?
Say what?
It's going great. Do I have to be funny too?
No, you don't have to be. I can pry it out of you.
It'll come, but Manny, you know, what? I'm all the way over here in Seattle, Washington, and you know, what are my chances, you know, of any time real soon being able to get a taste of your comedy? So, you know, I think you need to give the listeners of the All Media Artists, since you are a member over there.
You know what? You know what?
What
I'm going to do is put my video up and maybe we could play a clip or something.
Aww.
Like, can we do
okay.
that? No, seriously, could we play a clip after, you know, you do your music of a piece of my show?
So, okay. I guess we have to, so would you play it, like, for instance, on, do you have it in an MP3 form?
I can get it in the MP3 form.
Oh,
I got,
well, you
I
know
just
what
felt
I think,
a, is that
I
how
think
it have
to
be?
Put in a, for it to be uploaded and played on the show, it would need to be in an MP3 format.
Okay. All right, no problem. I'll see what I can do to set up my video, my audio to the MP3.
Yeah.
And
that
then,
would be
you know,
wonderful.
Maybe ship you something. You could go through. I'll, like, put it in, like, maybe one-minute segments and just give you, like, 10
uh-huh.
of them to see if you want to play them. After you talk to all the artists, you know, just play, like, a comic at the end or something.
Oh, you know what? I think that would be wonderful. I think we need to do that. And I think that, you know, you need to get with Therese and set up, you know, a schedule, you know, to be featured.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be good, too,
you know.
Yeah,
because
I'm looking to, of course, expand the page better and stuff. I haven't been on there lately, but I'm gonna get on there and update a lot of stuff. And you know, so it'd be great if I can have a couple of jokes said on here, either live or through the, you know, or through the recording.
Yeah, and I guess you don't
want
to do it live for us right now, huh?
Hey, look, I could if I would, but the truth is, it's kind of hard when Well, actually, it's not hard for me to be funny, but, what you want to talk about? I could be funny, but you got to give me a topic.
I have to give you a topic?
You got to give me a topic. You know what?
Okay.
I ain't
going
to lie to you.
Okay.
Somebody is knocking on my door. I know it's kind of late, right? But I just wanted to call and say thank you for all your work. I wanted to let you throw that idea out at you, say hi to all the fans, and wish you the best, and just hope to see you next week. And and we'll talk a little bit more about the comedy thing later. But I just want to just thank you personally everything you're doing and just continue the good work, lady.
All right, darling. Well, thank you so much, Manny, for calling in. And next time we'll get you to give us some of your flavor around comedy. But yeah, I think send me some MP3s and we definitely will get you played on the air. I would love that.
All right. Well, we'll go there.
All right. Thank
you
so much,
Manny.
Good night.
We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye now. Oh, we couldn't get him to tell us even a knock-knock joke, but we'll get at Manny, and we'll get him on here giving us a bit of his comedy flavor. So, you know, and get this. There's a comedian over there on the All Media Artist. So, again, it is not just for musical talents. It is for all art forms. And all genres. So if you're interested, you know, go over there and check out the website, you know, see what's going on, you know, and if you have questions, you know, make contact with Therese. She is just so warm and welcoming and will answer all of your questions. So, you know what, with that said, we've just got a little bit time left, but I want to play a piece by Ava Lamert out of California, Sacramento, California, and this is That 70s Girl.
is Ava Lemmert of All Media Artists, and you're listening to the All Media Artists Showcase on Flavor News Radio.
All right, that was Ava Lemmert out of Sacramento, California, with her piece, That 70s Girl. That young lady is absolutely amazing. She's got a beautiful singing voice along with her talents in playing the saxophone. We're a few minutes away from our featured guest tonight, which is saxophonist Lloyd Watson. I cannot wait to talk to him. And reading over his bio, it appears he's got a good story, and I think we'll hear much out of him. But you know what? With that said, I'm going to just give you a taste of what we are going to experience in the second half of this hour. And this is Lloyd Watson with Black Moon.
Thank you. into Blog Talk Radio, Lady Flavor.
Well, I am so very excited to bring to you our featured guest of the evening, Mr. Lloyd Watson. Welcome to the show, Lloyd.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having
me. Hey, just waiting on you, my friend. I am excited about having you.
Yes, blessed to be here.
Last time we spoke, you were in the middle of doing a holiday gig and, took time out to call into the show, which I so appreciated. But I'm even more excited, Lloyd, to have you on the show this evening, going over the tracks and listening to your sound. It is very, in my opinion, it is very unique. It's something that is just something you can hone and say is your own, and listening to a variety of just jazz artists to even saxophonists. I think that you are somebody who, stands out. So you are originally from Alabama, and you live in Alabama right now, correct?
Correct. I was born in Rochester, New York, but we moved here when I was about 4 years old. So, yes, ma'am, I am a Southern man.
Okay. I hear that little twang in your voice, too. So you went away to school to Jackson State University and got a degree in music, and then returned home to Alabama to utilize that as a teacher, correct, Lloyd?
That's right. I taught school I was a middle and high school band director for 4 years.
Okay. But you started out as a saxophone player, about that age of middle school. So that must be just kind of interesting, just exciting to be able to take something that you, got into and enjoyed as a youngster to then come back home to teach students of the same age group of when you got involved.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work, but I enjoyed most of it. But, it was a good experience for me. I'm glad I got the chance to do it.
Okay. So how did you actually, get involved and pick up the saxophone for the first time?
Well, as a child, my parents, who are originally from Louisiana, they always had music playing in the house. They're not musicians, but they had a lot of records, and the 45s and 33s for those who are old enough to know what those are. But they kept those records spinning in the house all the time. And my ears gravitated towards the saxophone. And I remember telling my father, hey, that's what I want to play. And he didn't really think I was serious until I got in middle school band and it was time to go purchase an instrument. And that's when he really figured out, okay, this kid is pretty serious about this.
Okay, so then as far as playing, it said that you had started your own band at the age of 15.
Yeah.
So how did that all come about?
It was pretty fun, actually. I took, at the time, the best musicians, what I thought were the best musicians at the school, and I wrote letters, and I made sure I gave it to them, and they read it, and they was like, this guy crazy. But I gave it to the guys, and we had a meeting, and that's how I got started. We had our first rehearsal, and as they say, the rest is history.
And so you started out by performing in front of who?
A lot of private groups, about what I do now, private groups. We actually did some clubs back then, too. It was funny
really?
When we showed up, folks would be like, y'all the band? We're like, yeah, so we did a little bit of everything. It was
okay.
Fun. Couldn't buy anything, couldn't get any beers or anything, but we were there. So I don't know how we pulled it off, but it happened.
All right. Once in a while, I think up here, underage you know, teenagers are allowed to come and play in clubs. They just have to stay away from the alcohol, and I think that they have to leave, you know, after they have actually performed. But, you know, I think back in the day, you know, it may have been a little bit more lenient around having teenagers in performing in the club. And I don't know if it's different, like, down south versus, you know, out here on the West Coast.
Yeah. So we were always supervised. My dad was our first manager, so it was actually pretty cool.
Okay. So now do you work with a manager right now presently?
I do. I work with my former high school band director, Mr. Oscar Watts III. And
okay.
He's still telling me what to do even now that I'm 34 years old. But,
well, obviously Oscar saw all that potential in you back in the day that he just has been staying around and has a great appreciation for who you are now.
Oh, yeah, he has a good time with it now. He's actually the reason I went to Jackson State University. He's a Jackson State graduate, and for years Jackson has been one of the schools to go for, you know, for black band directors. And so he sent me there. I went there on full scholarship and got into the jazz studies program under Dr. Russell Thomas Jr. And that's where I really learned what jazz was all about. I mean, I played in a jazz band in high school, and, you know, with my own personal band, we didn't really know what we were doing. We just kind of went for it. But when I got to Jackson State, that's when I really learned what it was all about.
Now, so what is your opinion, Lloyd, in regards to going for an education in music versus just playing, you know, by ear or, you know, self-taught? Do you think that there's a difference in it, or where do you feel that the benefit was in you going to college for this?
Well, first of all, you have to love music. I mean, you have to be just a little bit crazy to actually go get a degree in it. But if you're going to be involved in it, you need to know the theory behind what you're doing. Now, I also play by ear, but what will set me apart from some musicians, you know, if somebody puts a piece of music in front of me, I know how to analyze it, I can read it, I know what to do, basically. So if you're going to be involved in music, you need to have the discipline to go learn as much as you can about your craft.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, that's something I can definitely appreciate. It's one thing that, you know, in working with independent underground artists, you know, we talk about, you know, just in so many things to do your research and educate yourself. So as what you're saying, you know, understanding the theory behind music and all of that can help you honestly take things to the next level, to have an understanding of the sounds and how you can connect it and make it work and flow.
Exactly.
You know, I'm trying to sound like I'm a professional here. I hope I'm impressing you.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's jump into another track, Lloyd, because I'm anxious to get, you know, as many of the tracks that I have for you played this evening. But let's see. I think I want to play I Really Like You. And this is a track by our featured guest this evening, Lloyd Watson.
All right.
Hey. You know I really like you, right? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Reserve, right? That was our featured guest, Lloyd Watson, with his piece called I Really Like You. I have to tell you, in listening to that piece, Lloyd, that's a piece I would put on if I was in a room by myself with somebody I really liked.
Oh, no doubt. You just put it on, and for the fellas, you don't even have to say anything. We might mess it up and let the music talk to you.
So, you know, when I was going through your music and I was, you know, reading the names of your pieces, it made me feel like there's just like some stories behind the flavor. But, you know, to me, you know, obviously when it comes to art, it is, you know, up to the interpretation of the receiver, the one experiencing the art. You know, but, you know, I kind of sense a bit of flirtiness in some of the names of your pieces.
Oh, no doubt about it. One thing about me, I still feel like music should tell some type of a story. So when we compose, we basically write about, you know, whatever's going on at that point in time or a past experience or, you know, you just happen to see it.
Uh-oh. Did I? I think I lost him. In the chat room, can you still hear me? If you could let me know if you can hear me. Let me just type in the chat room and see if there's anybody in the chat room that can let me know if they can hear me talking, because it looks like I lost. Oh, okay. Let me bring him back in. Looks like he's back on. I lost you there, Lloyd.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
These signals are funny sometimes.
I guess maybe the topic was too hot that it just like cut you off or whatever.
Well, it happens.
But anyway, I do understand, you know, some of the other features that I have had on the All Media Artists features along with other shows that I do on Flavor News Radio. They talk about the fact that a lot of their music or, you know, is created behind, you know, something that they have experienced in their life, whether it is present or past, or even, you know, dreams of something of the future. So I totally can understand and get that. So why don't you tell us a bit about some of the artists that you have worked with in the past and in the present?
Mainly the guys that I've been working with all my life. I haven't really been on big stages. I don't know if it's because of where I live or if the music just hadn't got out yet. But but I basically, again, work with the local people. I've worked with some people in Louisiana, Georgia, back in Jackson. But that's about it. As far as artists.
So who is this Anthony Avery?
That is my lifelong buddy, but he just happens to be a dynamic producer, composer, musician. We grew up together, so when we get in the studio, it's, you know, we probably waste about an hour just joking around, and then we get down to business. But I've been playing and doing music with him for so long, he knows how to write for me and vice versa. You know, if I come up with a bass line or come up with a melody, he knows how to rap the rest of the chords, the chordal structure and the percussion. He knows how to wrap all of that around my ideas.
Okay.
So I can even call him on the phone and hum something to him, and he'll come up with a track. So it's just it's one of those things, you know, when you've been, again, with somebody that long.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys are just like in tune creatively. That must be just, you know, a wonderful, amazing experience to have somebody like that, not only who has been a friend for such a long time, but just the two of you just know each other so well that you're in sync, that you can just create like that. That's amazing, because I do think, again, Lloyd, you know, your music, you know, can stand on its own. And, you know, one of the things that we are trying to do here through All Media Artists and through Flavor News Radio is to give that opportunity for your sound to be heard, you know, outside of your, you know, local area. I have decided I'm going to do a show that just features jazz artists, period. on Flava News Radio. And, you know, my listenership goes around the world, you know, so, you know, this will open up the doors and give you opportunities, you know, to be heard, you know, anywhere in the world. And so, you know, it's definitely my honor and pleasure to be able to share your flavor with my listening audience.
Well, hey, anything you can do, I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course, my friend, definitely. You know, and as you have projects that you're working on and, you know, you want to talk about it, you know, you can definitely, if you want to come back on an all-media artist show, you can connect with Therese. If you want to come on one of my just regular radio shows, you know, let me know, and, you know, I can bring you back on. You can talk about your projects. But you've got some completed projects already out there that people can purchase online, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Why don't you tell us about those projects and where they can purchase them at?
I have two projects out right now. You can go to iTunes.com or you can go to CDBaby.com. And those projects are Multiple Personality. You have to listen to it to get it. And the other one is the other one is By Way Of, which Lady Flava played two cuts off of that one. So if you like what you're hearing, please go to those websites and support that. I'm in the studio now. We're just finishing up a project. This one is going to be titled 4918, which is my parents' address. So I'm pretty much, the concept for that album is taking everything back home. So,
okay.
And we're mixing on that project right now. I've done all the recording I'm going to do on it, and all we're doing now is mixing it and getting ready to send it off to be mastered. So please be on the lookout for that as well.
Okay. And when do you anticipate that project will be completed?
I'm hoping by the middle of March. I should have it back and out in the stores and on iTunes and CD Baby.
Okay. So, Lloyd, do you by chance have a website or other sites besides the All Media Artists page?
Yes, I do. My personal website is very easy to remember. It's LloydWatsonJr.com.
And Lloyd is spelled with just one L. I did make that error, and I put two L's in it earlier, and Teresa was like, oh, Susan. So I corrected that very quickly, and Lloyd is spelled with just one L. So definitely, you know, check out Lloyd Watson. As you can tell, you know, just from the few tracks that I played this evening, he is an absolutely amazing talent. And again, when it comes to independent artists, you know, they really, really depend on us, the fans, those that really dig their sounds and what they're doing to help them spread the word. So if you're loving what you're hearing this evening from Lloyd Watson, please spread the word. You know, find him on the All Media Artists website. Look him up. Google him, you know, and, you know, consider stepping up and actually purchasing his CDs, you know, help support him. You know, obviously you're going to get a great product, so it's a win-win.
Yes.
You know what, Lloyd, let's jump into another track. Let's see. I think I'm going to play Let Me Holler At You. And again, this is Lloyd Watson with his piece, Let Me Holler At You.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Where you come from? Look, I'm not trying to run game, baby. Just let me holler at you just for a minute. Not really, I'm not going to tarry long. Check this out. Thank you. what's up, sexy? I mean, you like what you hear? I mean, I'm, oof, for real. Can I be down? That's all I'm saying, baby.
Our featured guest tonight, Lloyd Watson. Can you tell my why I say my? Oh, I can't even talk, Lloyd. Can you tell why I would say that this gentleman kind of has a flirtiness to him? Just like listen to, just like you know, just yeah. I think this is definitely the set the mood type of music.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's the nature of the beast, you know.
I want you to know, Lloyd, you've got a very big listenership tonight, my friend. I don't know if it's all your fan base that's tuning in this evening or if it's the fans of the All Media Artists, but you've got a very, very large listenership this evening. And there are two hip-hop artists from Seattle, my hometown, that are actually listening and really, really digging your sound. So, yeah, big ups. Yeah. It's a good look, my friend. So,
very much.
So, Lloyd, you pretty much. So, okay, this is the part that I did skip over in regards to your life as a musician. As we were saying earlier in the interview, you had gone to Jackson State University to get a degree in music and education, and then went back home to Alabama to teach and direct band for the middle school and high school back there. But then you stepped away from that, and you went into the car industry. So what was it like to transition out of, like, full-time, you know, working with students and teaching music and being a performer and creative artist to then stepping out there and, you know, just working a everyday job?
Well, it was challenging, but I had a plan from day one.
Okay.
I basically took the job building SUVs. I don't know if I can say the name of the company, but I needed to make money to produce these CDs. You know, it costs money to buy instruments. It costs money to record. It costs money to duplicate CDs, you know, the whole nine yards. But I knew if I was going to have any kind of a shot of making it, my whatever products I turned out had to be top-notch. You know, if you go to the music stores, you know, my CD has to look just as presentable as anything else in the store. You know, so you have to have some kind of, you know, other than your talent, you have to have other forms of credibility to your product to draw, you know, to draw attention to it. And so that was my plan. I took that job, and I made good money, but I knew I wasn't going to stay there long either, because my passion is to play this music all over the world. That's my ultimate goal. It was a means to, you know, a means to get me where I am now.
And, you know, I can totally appreciate the fact, you know, because it's real talk when it comes to finances and being an artist. You know, you do want to create a polished product. You do want to create a polished look. And that's what's going to help you, in a sense, take it to the next level. And it takes money to be able to do that. So I can,
exactly.
you know, appreciate the fact that, you know, you went and, you know, and sought out this job to help you take your artistry to the next level. But in between working this job, you're still out and about in Alabama performing.
Yes, ma'am. It was crazy. Sometimes we worked long hours, and I also worked a rotating shift. So it was only by the grace of God I was actually able to pull this off, because some of the shows I was completely out of it, but they came out okay. And even with
okay.
the recordings, you know, I would leave work at, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, go straight to the studio. And,
oh,
you know, we record to
okay.
6 or 7 in the morning. You know, we did
okay.
stuff like that. But, you know, when you have your mindset made up to do something, you know, you just do what you have to do to get it done. It was an interesting period,
yeah.
but I wouldn't take it back.
And that's a great story. You know, it is a great story, you know, because the reality is it's not easy, you know, stepping out there on faith and being creative and, you know, not only, you know, creating that polished sound and look, but just being able to gain the fans, gain those supporters, you know, that help you, you know, get the word about who you are and what you are doing to, you know, supporting you financially in
right.
purchasing your sound or paying to come to an mm-hmm. event that you're performing at, you know, or whatever it takes. So I have great respect for you and your determination and just, you know, honestly, work ethics in being able to work towards, you know, taking it to the next level. So what brought you to the All Media Artist website, Lloyd?
The almighty Facebook. yes, I do have a Facebook page. I have a MySpace. I'm hardly ever on it, but I'm on all the social networks in case anybody wanted to get in touch with me. But to
okay.
answer your question, I was on Facebook just doing my thing, updating, hey, I'm playing it. You know, this venue, and met Teresa, and she told me she was going to go to iTunes and check out some of my work, and we started, you know, dealing with each other at that point. She hit me back and said, I love your sound, you know, and she emailed me and, you know, gave me some information about what she does and what she was trying to do, and it's been on
okay.
ever since.
Okay. So you kind of pretty much came on to the site when it was first developed.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Okay. So as far as online marketing and promotions, what site do you consider the best that has brought you the most, you know, acknowledgement as far as your craft goes and kind of developing a fan base?
I can honestly say it's all just about equal. Started out with when I released my first project, I was on smoothjazz.com, and
okay.
that really blew my mind. As far as, you know, you see Dave Koz, you would see Grover Washington Jr., then my name would pop up, and people like, who is this guy? So
okay.
that helped get me out. Then MySpace came along, and Facebook, and developed my own website, and the iTunes, the CD Baby, all of them have been great as far as just getting, you know, getting your name, getting your face, and getting your music out.
Okay, okay. So you think that being online is an effective tool for a musical talent?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, anybody who has any kind of a drive to them, you know, if you can get your music online somewhere, start somewhere, you can go to YouTube. That's where a lot of these guys are discovered. But if you have any kind of, you know, get up and go about yourself, you can make it with the help of the Internet.
Well, I do think the Internet is an amazing tool to utilize when it comes to any type of art form because, you know, this is taking you outside of, you know, Alabama. You know, right now I'm in Seattle, Washington. You know,
exactly.
we've got other artists, you know, that are tuned in from Seattle to, you know, Michigan, you know, Tennessee to you know, Kansas and, you know, just all over the world. You know, unfortunately, I can't determine where the guests are listening in from, but, I mean, this gives you the opportunity to be heard all over the world, you know. So, you know, I was thinking back to the days, what it must have been like for, you know, underground independent artists in being able to get, you know, recognition before the days of internet.
Right. And I feel like it's almost like sports. You know, some of the best athletes, we've never seen them because they didn't have the opportunities to get out. But the same thing with music. You know, some of the best musicians, we've never heard them. Or we, you know, well, thank God now we have internet, so maybe we will get to hear them. But just think about how many people we didn't get to hear. You know.
Right. Definitely. So, Lloyd, do you have a T-shirt?
I do.
So Teresa's saying that, you know, she wears your T-shirt, so she thinks that when we get the All Media Artist T-shirts, you need to start wearing the All Media Artist T-shirt since she wears yours.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'd be glad to support it because she's been nothing but a jewel since I met her. Very sweet lady, a straight shooter. You can't help but love her.
Okay, we got another person willing to wear an All Media Artist T-shirt. So, Teresa, I think we need to make that happen in 2011. So, does that mean that you have a site somewhere, Lloyd, where, like, you know, T-shirts and things like that can be purchased also along with your music?
Yes, ma'am. It will be on my website soon. You can go to LloydWatsonJr.com, and we're going to put a link up to get those shirts. I'm working on all the business aspects of it now. I just want to make sure all of my ducks are in a row before I can start, you know, taking people's money. So.
Sure. No, I understand. Well, you know, I think that once your T-shirt's available, you know, let us know. We can help you, you know, market that and market people to go over and check out your website and what's going on along with, you know, always pushing the artists, you know, to have people go over to the All Media Artists to check out what, you know, you guys are doing over there. So, you know what? I want to play another track by you, and I think that this time I'm going to play Friday, and this is, again, Lloyd Watson with his track called Friday.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that was Friday by Lloyd Watson. Now, yes. Lloyd, I'm just kind of curious. Have you worked with, you know, do you just stick with doing the jazz, or have you worked with any other genre of music?
Oh, yeah, I work with anybody. I do gospel. I've done some hip-hop. Haven't done country yet, but I am very interested in that as well. But, yeah, we venture out. You know, if it's good music, you know, I'll jump on it.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that Black Stack from Seattle, Washington, Jace, is listening to the show tonight. He's kind of under the weather, and they've got a big showcase tomorrow night, but he wants you to know that he is really digging what you are doing, and that he's ready and willing to rock a AMA t-shirt too. So,
oh, good deal. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but you know, that's one of the things that I, you know, was looking at. You know, I was thinking about this a little bit the other night, you know, when I think back on the artists that I have had on the All Media Artist Features to, you know, the tracks that I've played, you know, from the artists over there that have not been on as a feature yet. You know, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but I'm really putting it out to the universe to do an All Media Artist Showcase, weekend showcase up here in Seattle, Washington. I really think that I can pull it off because I have, you know, I've done a literary event up here where authors came from all over the United States. So I thought, you know what? It's something that I think worth exploring. You know, but I thought, wouldn't it be absolutely amazing to have all you guys, like, perform together at, like, one time, like, as a band? I mean, of course I would set it up with Therese to have you guys perform as individuals, you know, and be able to promote yourselves and sell your products and all of this. But I thought, you know, from, you know, Stephen Ferguson, you know, to Lloyd Watson, to John D. Green Sr., to Cat Orlando singing, or Chuck Eaton singing, or, you know, Brian Christopher to, you know, Lloyd Watson playing the saxophone, I think that would just be absolutely amazing to hear you guys just, like, perform something all together. I don't know what that would look like and how that could even be done, but, you know,
hey, well, that's
like
weird as a way.
So,
hello?
Anyway,
yeah, I got
I'm just putting it out in the universe. You know, I just like to come up with these ideas, and, you know, maybe it's doable, maybe it's not, you know, but I am just so excited. I think that this is an amazing experience for me, Lloyd, and I appreciate you taking time, you know, out of your busy schedule and coming on the show with me tonight and allowing, you know, me to get to know you, allowing the listening audience to get to know you, and especially being able to share your flavor, you know, because it's amazing, it's beautiful, it is, you know, worth, you know, paying attention to, and it deserves the recognition and support of the listening audience and the fans, and I hope that through Flavor News Radio and through the All Media Artists that we can help you, you know, expand your fan base from, you know, right there in your hometown in Alabama to, you know, across the United States up here, you know, in Seattle, Washington. I can tell you already, Josh Man Rock from Tacoma, Washington, and Jace from Seattle, Washington is already saying that they're digging your sound. So, you know, I'm hoping that this can help, you know, just, you know, put you out there just a little bit further, my friend. So we've only got a few minutes left in the show. As I close out the show, I definitely am going to play one more track. But why don't you, again, tell people the name of the CDs that you've got going on. And you also have a Christmas CD, correct? Because I played your Christmas music.
Yes, I do. It's titled The Reason, as in The Reason for the Season. And it's also the title track. I thought it was appropriate to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. So I wrote that one and we put it out. But it's a good mix of just standard Christmas selection. So that one's out too. You can go to my website and get that one. But again, the other projects are Multiple Personality and By Way Of. And they're both available at iTunes.com and CDBaby.com. And thank you again for having me. I mean, the only way this works is if the music gets out. And thank you so much for being another avenue for not only a Lloyd Watson, but, you know, anybody that has a yearning to get their music out. So thank you once again for what all you're doing. And thank you, Therese, for having me.
Well, I mean, you know, it is our pleasure. I know that I can speak for Therese and, you know, honestly, everybody that's in the chat room. You know, it is a pleasure, you know, to get to know you, Lloyd, to get to know your sound and to be able to find ways, you know, to shine the light on you and to be able to share you, you know, with the people that we've got paying attention to us. And, you know, this is my passion, my friend. This is something that just fuels me, you know. And, yeah. You know, meeting an artist like you just pushes me even harder to figure out ways to, you know, help spread the word and shine the light on you. So, you know, it is my pleasure. And I thank you, you know, because if it was not for artists like yourself, you know, I wouldn't be doing this radio show. You know, so this is something that I enjoy. I love it. And, you know, so thank you so very, very much. So I want to play one more piece by you before the show is over. And I think that I'm going to play, I think I'm going to play Love Hurts. And again, Lloyd, thank you so very, very much for taking the time to come on the show tonight. Please stay in touch if there's any way that Flava News Radio or Flava News can help support you and spread the word. Please let me know, because I'm definitely more than willing to help you in that area. So please do. So again, tonight's feature is Lloyd Watson, and I'm going to close out the show with his piece called Love Hurts.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you.
All right. For the last hour, we have been talking to and listening to our featured guest, Lloyd Watson, coming to us all the way from Alabama, and we were just listening to his piece called Love Hurts. Lloyd, Lady Melody wanted you to know that she is rocking your hoodie and that she has sent out emails to her friends to let them know they need to go purchase a T-shirt or a hoodie. So she's been in the chat room sending out much love to you.
Much love back to you. I mean, she's been great as well. I met her through Therese, so it's been nothing but a blessing since I've joined All Media Artists.
All right. So, Lloyd, you know, why don't you tell people again where they can find you online and where they can purchase your music and, you know, and all of that.
Okay, you can find me online at www.lloydwatsonjr.com, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. You can find my music at iTunes.com and CDBaby.com. You can also find me on Reverb Nation. So, again, if you're looking, I'm very easy to find. Just go out, and if you don't remember anything, any of that, just Google me, and you'll find me.
And when you Google Lloyd Watson, he's Lloyd with one L, not two L's. So, again, thank you so much, my friend, for taking the time to come on the show. I have enjoyed hearing your story, and I have enjoyed playing your sound. And trust me, I will continue to play your music on the All Media Artists, but also on my other shows on Flavor News Radio. So God bless, take care, and please, please stay in touch, Lloyd.
Most definitely will. Thank you again so much for having me, and I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight.
All right, my friend. Good night.
Good night.